Oh, massive honour, yeah. Just still humbled by the whole outcome of it, you know. So many people put in their time and came out and voted and just wanted to be part of the whole thing. And, you know, you just have to be honoured that they put their belief in you and that they are excited to have a new mayor and that they've chosen me. And, you know.
And what will be your policies going forward?
Well, I suppose the main policies would be to promote Donegal town and its surrounding areas and the county of Donegal, of course, because we need to get people up into Donegal. For too long, there was a joke in Dublin that a rented car had only a left hand, it only could turn left hand, you know. So the Wild Atlantic Way is a big addition to the Donegal, the whole county of it, and up this west coast to promote Donegal world in Ireland and worldwide, because we really have been in a neglected county up here. I suppose people that didn't know their history figured that Donegal was part of the north, and unfortunately we were tied in with the Troubles, but now that peace and all is in there, that people are coming up to Donegal and up to Ulster and checking it out and seeing what we have had hidden away for so long up here, you know. But no, it's just a big honour for Donegal town to be their mayor. I've been involved in lots of different community things, and you know, I suppose people have acknowledged the fact that they've seen me involved in it. You know, I kind of always work behind the scenes and push things forward, but and been involved with some great people, and you kind of know who to call if you're pushing something forward, and they don't let you down. And for all the ones that came out and helped me, the likes of Seamus and Shog and the two Raymonds and Darren, Martina and Linda and Pam and anyone else that came out, you know, I was just so lucky to have a great bunch of friends around me, you know, and I'm just so lucky.
That's great, Park. Thanks a million.